Hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone. It's
everybody.
Podcast for Thursday, the October 4th. Thursday. Seems like it was just Monday last time we did the show.
Where does the time go?
Where does the time go?
The time go. Yep.
Hey. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi. Where have you been?
On the couch.
Since last time?
Yeah,
just waiting for my call. You're all primed and set.
I've had X's on my eyes for a couple days.
Yeah. I want everyone to know.
Yeah.
If you were missing the podcast the last couple days, you're like, why is there no podcast? I bet it's Brian's fault.
No. Nope.
You would be right.
No.
I gave Phil the cold.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was possible.
Over the internet?
Yeah.
That would be fucked.
Just through language. You could even give it to somebody through, like, writing a letter. Not infecting the paper with germs or anything, but the language itself.
If there was just, like, a turn of phrase where you could...
Yeah, and you, if you weren't immune to that already, you know, if someone never did that to you, you would instantly just get sick.
Like, if you just heard the word chicken pox,
that's right.
Just like, oh, shit.
Yep. It would manifest itself. Manifester. Uncle Man.
Yep.
T, what are you doing?
Waiting for you.
To?
Turn this mother out.
Turn your mother out?
No, does this,
that's
this mother.
Gross, dude.
Well, I just figure we should do a show. We got holidays coming up and trips and various,
Fuck it. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving weekend for me this weekend. Still looking forward to that. And trying to decide what day to go home at for with. And there's going to be tons of family back home. So I'm kind of half like, oh, well, maybe I should get there as soon as possible and beat the rush. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get there before all the company arrives, and then I can settle myself and just hang out with my immediate family and all
that.
Stake
out your spot?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Turkey it out. And then on the other hand, it's like, well, geez, you know, I'm going to be there for like 3.5 days, and that's an awful long time. Maybe I should go a little bit later and with everybody else at just be part of the rush.
Yes.
I would be the lead singer. That's what
you don't want to be fashionably laid.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, and then here's the other dilemma is that my cousin lives pretty near me here in Vancouver, BC, Canada, Planet Earth, USA. And his parents are coming to pick him up and take him up there. And that's on Saturday. So I could get a ride with them, which is like, if you're driving, it takes like 3 hours, you know? And driving's pretty nice. But what I was planning to do was on Friday, I was going to take the bus up. And the bus is, you're good for about 4.5 hours. Same trip. And, so, yeah, it's like, geez, you know, I kind of was thinking of going early, but if I go late, I can ride in a car and not on a bus.
But if you ride on a bus...
You can ignore everybody.
Well, you can...
play Zelda DS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's the other thing. But I also, you know, I'm a little worried about Zelda DS. I'm a little worried that I don't want to go too hard on it because I hear it's short.
Ooh.
I don't want to waste it. I don't want to waste it on, fucking sit down and just... bang out this game and then, you know, on a Saturday or something and do nothing else and then be finished it in one day. I don't want to do that. I want to savor it.
Yeah.
Have you been playing it? Have you tried it out?
No.
Oh.
I tried it out for a second.
You tried it out to see if it would work. Because sometimes when you buy a Nintendo DS cartridge and you put it in your Nintendo DS that you paid full price from a store... sometimes it doesn't work so well, and you need to fiddle around with things, right?
Yeah, no, I did play it for a second, though.
So you didn't need to upgrade your firmware on your R4?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
It played just fine.
Cool.
Yeah, I recently upgraded the firmware on my R4.
Yeah, me too. I was noticing some of the newer games weren't working so well, and I did that.
My Sims.
Works like a charm.
I haven't gotten My Sims to work yet.
My Sims?
Yeah.
My Sibs.
But, I did That could mean anything, right? You're like, what letters is he replacing?
Dinner? What? You had dinner?
I had dinner.
No, but I did play it for a second, and I guess I had already known that it was stylus only.
Yeah.
But had somehow forgotten that,
mm-hmm.
and was, like, horrified to find it out. Like,
again. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you're old school.
I guess, no, I don't really like that. I got a big hand, man. It's
you
like...
Know, well, you know what your problem is.
Huh.
Stylus is too short.
That is what it is, definitely.
Get one of those extendable stylus, styli.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then hold it in your mouth. That's what you should do. Play the game with your mouth.
Yeah, totally.
Hold it with your feet, and then you
wow.
can... I don't know what else you would do with your hands. I was going to say you could hold foods, but if you're playing it with your mouth, it'd be pretty hard to actually eat the foods.
Let's play something else.
You should just use a breadstick and then right. Eat the breadstick as you go, or perhaps a jerky.
Pocky would be good.
There you go. Get a case of Pocky, and that's how you play the game. Your screen gets all chocolatey.
No, I would eat it.
You would use the pretzel end, obviously.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's just not very comfortable. I guess a longer stylus would help, but or maybe if I was like able to rest the game on something, you know.
Oh, like have like a little stand or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and maybe you don't have a DS Lite, right? You have a regular one.
No. Yeah.
Okay, that's probably
the DS,
good.
Because, very heavy.
Because it's not so much that, but the DS Lite it's smaller, and sometimes I find that when I'm holding it, my thumb touches the touchscreen because I got big hands too. As everyone has discovered in episode 13.
Right.
And so when I'm holding it, sometimes my left thumb touches the screen and the guy starts walking or things start happening and I'm like, what's going on with this game? It's busted. And I realize that I'm touching it in two places and it's fucking up.
The way I usually hold it if I'm playing something that's touch screenable is, and this is not comfortable at all, but it's just kind of what happens, is... on the back of the bottom half or whatever, on the top, you know, where the cartridge goes in or whatever.
Sure.
That's where my index finger goes.
Yeah.
And then I kind of balance the bottom of the DS with both pinkies, like...
Balance with the two pinkies?
Yeah,
oh,
like my,
yeah, okay.
Kind of hold it flat in my bottom pinky, but then my pinkies do eventually cramp up.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, it's
what I have been playing.
Basically, the Nintendo DS is a piece of crap, and anyone who doesn't have one should not buy one because it's a piece of crap. And
no,
it's
that's not true. No,
it's retarded.
Friggin' Chibi Robo
like
Park
that?
Control.
It's good.
Oh my god, that's fucking.
Maybe
hot.
I'll try that out eventually.
I've already logged a few hours in that thing.
I've already spent my limit. Never mind. That joke is getting old. I'm gonna stop pretending that we don't fucking download pirated shit.
It's no, we're What it is.
Ever since Demonoid went down, man, I don't have the juice anymore.
Really?
I can't pretend. I can't live a lie any longer.
Yeah.
Demonoid went down, and then they came back up, and they're like, oh, if you're from Canada, fuck off. Demonoid, no.
Yeah.
What about, can I cash out my ratio into, I don't know what. Can I transfer it?
That is pretty harsh.
I keep looking, for those who don't know, Demonoid is a website. I keep wanting to figure out if I can get in on a proxy and stuff. And I did that, like, cheap Google language proxy. You know that one?
Right.
And it worked. It let me get onto the site. But as soon as I went to log in, it was like, oh, no. So I think maybe my login is linked to my ISP or some shit. Or they know what users are... Actually, that's kind of stupid because same user, but I moved to the States where I was, you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
So that probably shouldn't be the case. I probably just need to do a proper proxy thing, but...
Just call customer service.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so, I don't know. That's too bad that they're being hassled by Canada. Because I used to think Canada was cool.
Yeah, now what are you going to do? You can't move.
Move to Sweden?
Yeah.
Man, imagine that. My parents went to Sweden this year.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't really ask them how they liked it.
Did they come home with the new baby sister?
I wish. Wait, yeah. What? Wait, would it... Okay, so would that be a sister for me or a sister for them?
For you.
Oh, okay. Because that would be weird if they brought home a sister for themselves and it was an aunt for me. An aunt.
Right.
Do you say aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
I wish I said aunt. Not because I think it sounds better, but I usually when weird languagey words come up, you know, like that are kind of confusing like that, I usually mm-hmm. like to say them as differently as possible, if allowable, yeah. you know? But that's one I just can't do. Cool. Yeah, I wish I could just... Because a lot of people do it, and I'm like, oh, I know exactly what you mean. But, I mean, I guess in context, you never really do confuse an aunt with an aunt.
No.
So, auntie.
But I do say aunt. I don't know why.
You say aunt?
Yeah. I like, started saying aunt at some point.
Mm.
Like, everyone in my family says aunt.
But, well, it's something you can train yourself to do.
Yeah, yeah. I apparently trained myself to say aunt.
I've trained myself over the last several years to say different from as opposed to different than.
Wow.
Yep. Because I decided, you know what? That's stupid. Doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to stop doing aunt. The only way to, like, show my, to really demonstrate my aversion to that is to just not do it myself, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm trying to change the world.
I had an ex-girlfriend that used to say anymore
in the, oh.
the weirdest way.
What is that anymore?
It, yeah, or like, you know, like, people sure are wearing that style of pants anymore.
Mm.
Like, what? They are? They, I mean, like, it was like...
Definitively.
Yeah,
from
like...
From here until infinity is now yeah. when they are starting to...
I guess. Like, it was just, like, used in a positive context or whatever, which is not how I would use the word. Like, anymore...
Right.
...means lack of something to me. Like, there's... We don't have Velveeta anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not like, we're eating a lot of Velveeta anymore.
You know what a lady at work told me?
Huh.
That she likes to make Kraft dinner... Sorry, Kraft macaroni and cheese
mm-hmm.
for you, for Canada, Kraft dinner. For Australia, it's probably called...
noodles and porcupines.
Do you guys have macaroni and cheese down there? She told me to try making it with, instead of butter or margarine, use cream cheese.
Oh, wow.
And I said, holy shit, I've been wasting my life. I haven't had Kraft macaroni and cheese or Kraft dinner here in Canada. I haven't had that probably in about 3 years or so. It's just not something I would rather eat a value-priced ramen packet than macaroni and cheese, probably. Just personal preference. You know, if I was going to eat an instant piece of crap.
It's not instant enough.
Like, no, well, they do have the more instant stuff, though. That's just, yeah, like, add like water and microwave it. Yeah, it's so stupid. But yeah, cream cheese in that. And I was thinking, I bet that's kind of like that Velveeta shells and cheese that they used to have. Do they still have that?
That stuff is good.
It's hard to get in Canada.
It sounds so wet, too. Like, the shells are so acoustically...
And they stick to the bottom of your spoon? I love that.
Yes,
about shell
the little pasta. Suction
when,
cups.
When it sticks to yeah. stuff and you can't get it? Yeah, I like it. It's
oh,
fun.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, cream cheese and the macaroni. And
I'm going to try that, man.
And as opposed to Oleo.
I'm going to try it in my coffee, too.
I still can't believe that Oleo is a word, dude.
Yeah.
I never heard that before. Did we talk about this on the show, or was it just me bitching at you for beating me in Scrabble from Oleo?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
Oleo is a prefix from oleomargarine, is that what you
said? Yep.
And that's the official name of margarine.
Yep.
The scientific name? Or the patented name?
I don't know.
Or, it's not a brand, though, right? That's like, that's,
nope.
That's just
that's
the,
right.
the full...
That's what it is.
It's the, and there must have been at some time in your grandmother's generation...
Mm-hmm.
Where they had to decide whether they were going to shorten it to Oleo or margarine.
Yeah.
And the Oleo camp was like, look, if we just call it Oleo, it's way shorter. And because margarine is three syllables, right? Wait, Oleo is three syllables.
Frequently misspelled, though.
Margarine?
Margarine's more letters.
That's
margarine,
true. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's a longer word, although I guess you can say it. So back then, before the written word was invented...
And that's when a lot of recipes were handwritten, too. So
Right, right. So, yeah, you would want to economize
yeah.
on the number of letters you were using because there was a depression going on.
Well, if your handwriting was sloppy, though,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to, like, okay, I'm making this old recipe of macaroni and cheese.
You know what I bet it was?
Oh, 4 cups of Oreos, okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's because of the Chinese servants they had.
Chinese cookie lobbyists that...
Yeah. No, it's like when you sent your Chinese maid to go do your grocery shopping, and they came back with, like, a pound of Oreos. You're like, God damn it. What am I supposed to do with these? And that's how come America got fat. The end.
That's right.
It had nothing to do with margarine.
It was the Chinese after all.
Yep. They helped build the country, but they also were its undoing.
Yep. As long hunched by myself and others.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't used to think that until you found out I wasn't Chinese, and then you were free to say it.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, that's interesting that I never knew that oleo or oleo margarine was even a thing until like 2 weeks ago or whenever it was.
Earlier.
Yeah, so that's really weird. And you obviously, like, I don't know how common it really is, but I mean you grew up hearing it, but I've never heard anyone call it that before, and it's so weird.
I believe they said it on the Brady Bunch, maybe, but I think it was my grandma on my mom's side who called her couch a Davenport.
We didn't have Brady Bunch here because we're on the metric system. The bunch was actually a bushel, so it was called something else.
Yeah,
metric, the metric bunch.
Yeah, they. So when the show was on at your house, it was they had to have one extra character.
That's right. Well, there was always like half of a guy walking around, like superimposed.
Right.
It's weird.
Well, you couldn't have that grid of nine people. You had to like.
That's right. One of them was actually split into two, and it didn't really make any sense.
Sam the Butcher was in the opening sequence.
Yeah, that's right.
So you guys could have two neat rows of five.
Yeah.
Man, maybe there is something to this e-sickness jazz if we got coughs passing back and forth at the same time.
Mm-hmm. But it's also, but not really, because of time zones.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
2 hours from now, I'll be like, hack-a-back-a-dack.
I know. Do you want to hear about what happened in Iron Man?
Please do.
Iron Man update.
Yes.
This is the one where Iron Man fights the Angel from X-Men.
Ooh.
And you're thinking, I bet you're thinking to yourself, wait, isn't Angel a good guy? Aren't the X-Men, basically, I mean, especially in 1960, they were not so much feared and misunderstood. They were more just like super teens, right?
Yeah.
Super teen hunger banger. And so you might be thinking, how come the Angel is fighting Iron Man? I thought they were both good guys. Well, what happened was Iron Man was at one of the Stark factories, and there was going to be a big explosion. Angel's flying by, taking a shortcut. I don't know what he's doing, playing hooky. And he's like, oh shit, Iron Man's down there. That's pretty cool. I like Iron Man. He's another superhero like me. And Iron Man's waving at him, like, get the hell away from here, because something's going to blow up. And Angel's like, oh, I think he's waving at me to come down here and meet him. So he, like, comes down. The whole thing fucking blows up. Some atomic bomb blast goes off, which I don't think is very safe for Tony Stark to be doing in the middle of the city. But
right. That's
neither here nor there. And the atomic radiation, somehow the Iron Man suit is... Oh, you okay?
Sorry, blacked out.
You're just...
No, I just dropped my microphone.
You're getting comfortable on the couch, ready for story time.
Yeah.
So there's a nuclear explosion, and Iron Man is protected from it by his suit, even though he has eye holes and mouth holes, I guess. I don't know. But somehow Angel is not protected. He doesn't have... His suit... I don't know. The X-suits, were they ever deemed protective clothing?
No, I don't believe so.
No, I think later they're like, oh, Mr. Fantastic made us some shit, and now it doesn't get us cold, and now that's how come we can wear spandex at the end.
Right.
It's how come you can't see your nipples. That's the only explanation was for the comics code. How come I can't see their nipples? It seems very cold, and they're all wearing spandex. And so the atomic explosion made Angel turn evil.
Wow.
I don't really... there's a whole scene where it says, and then before another instant passes, it happens. The subtle dangerous change comes over the Angel. I feel different. I'm as though I'm a new person. A smarter, craftier, slyer person. And yes, I admit it, a far more evil person.
Wow.
He instantly knows he's evil. And then he's like, screw this, I'm going to go find some evil guys to hang out with. And so he like goes back home to the X-Men. And he's like, dudes, you guys are all pussies. I'm turning into an evil guy now. See you later. And they're like, no, Angel, don't do that. Come on, man, we're a team. And he's like, no, fuck you. And so they're like, all right, well, we better stop him. So they try to stop him, and he, like, somehow beats all of the X-Men and escapes. And Professor Xavier rolls in. He's like, oh, I got here just in time, you know? And they're like, oh, Professor, Angel's... And he's like, yeah, I know, because I listened to it all on my telepathy. I'm like, well, why didn't you do anything? And it was pretty funny when Angel was fighting the X-Men. He, like, totally disses Marvel Girl. He's like, what did he... Oh, yeah. She says, oh no, you don't. I can keep you here by restraining you mentally. And she's shooting little wavy beams at him, which he just gets out of the way of, which is kind of weird. And he goes, not unless you hit me with those corny mental beams of yours, and you're too slow to hit the Angel, beautiful. See what I mean, baby? You're great at moving bookcases, chairs, and ordinary unsuspecting human beings, but you're not so good against a target who can fly rings around you. What a fucker. And so all the X-Men look really stupid. Angel becomes evil.
Her corn beams.
Corny.
So he fights Iron Man, though?
Yeah.
That's a lot of X-Men, actually.
Well, like, the X-Men, they're, like, trying to call the Avengers. I guess somewhere... This is still Tales of Suspense, and I don't really know where this fits into shit or whatever, but apparently Iron Man still belongs... He belongs to the Avengers at this point.
Yeah.
Which is the Thor, Hulk, Ant-Man, and Wasp. Yeah. An Iron Man team. And,
No Captain America yet?
No, I don't think so. And so they're trying to, like, phone up the Avengers and tell them to help out because Angel's turned bad or whatever. And, like, everyone's all busy, and it's, like, Bruce Banner's fucking working in his lab. Fucking Dr. Thor is, like, doing something else. Giant Man and Wasp are, like, making out, so they're too busy. And so Iron Man is the only one who can help. He gets the little, like, transmission. It's totally, like, it's just so weird that he was the cause of it, and then they phone him, and he's the only one who can pick up. It's so convenient.
Wow.
And, so they fight, and they throw each other around, and the way that...
Well, it makes sense. It's not like, and then Angel flies off, and to see what happens, pick up the new Doctor Strange, because he's the only one, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess so, yeah. And so what ends up happening is, like, they fight, and they end up flying really high in the atmosphere, and Iron Man's like, shit, I'm losing power, my jets aren't working... And if I fall from here, like, he falls once, and he uses his repulsor beams to sort of break the fall or whatever, but he's like, no, I'm too high. Like, if I fall, I'm definitely going to die. And so they're fighting up in the air, and then, Angel, drops him or throws him down or whatever, and so he starts falling. He's like, oh, this is it. I'm dead. Like, it's only going to be a couple seconds before I die, and there's nothing I can do. And the weirdest thing is, like, his only thought is, like, man, it's too bad I didn't get to tell Happy and Pepper that, you know, I love them or whatever.
Like,
he's talking about his, like, fucking employees. Like, man, I really wish I could see them one more time and you know, like, they're his only friends, I guess. Aww. He's not like, man, I wish I could fucking... banged Angelina Jolie one more time, or whoever the equivalent was. He starts flying, and then...
Joey Heatherton.
Who's that?
Joey Heatherton.
Sure. Yeah. Joey Lawrence?
No.
Oh. So he's falling, and he's like, oh, this is it, I'm toast. And then Angel, like, has a sudden change of heart, like, shit, you know, I can't let this guy die, even though I feel evil and everything. Like, oh, I just... So he basically fights his true nature comes out, and he goes down and, like, saves him. At the last minute. And then, at the end, he's like, shit, I guess I am a good guy after all. And Iron Man's like, dude, I knew it all the time, all along. And the reason why I did that is I put myself in danger so that I was going to die, and I knew that would make you come around and save me. But we see the inner monologue where he's like, shit, I'm definitely going to die. Like, it's, well, this is curtains for me. Like, you wouldn't think that if you were lying. Like, you wouldn't let the audience in on that. You'd be like, aha, Angel's definitely going to have a change of heart and come and save me. But, what if he didn't, Iron Man?
Tony Stark retconned his own thoughts.
Yeah, I know. Either that or he's just a total fucking asshole. He's like, yeah, I fucking knew you were going to save me, man. Like, I'm a genius. Like, obviously you're going to do that. Oh, you're right, Tony Stark. So dumb.
Well, I guess that all kind of makes some sense. I was a little bit wondering how the hell those two would fight, because, I mean, like Angel, okay, he can fly, but that's a fucking it.
That's what basically all. Like, all he did was just, like, you can't catch me. And he was too maneuverable flying around. And that's, you know, like, that's legit, and especially when you're flying, because Iron Man's got the rockets, and it must be hard for him to, you know, he probably can't be as maneuverable as a dude with wings. But there's a point where he's just, like, grabbing on to Angel's wrists or something like that. Like, he should have just snapped his wrists and be like, okay, well, let's fight now. Fly around. What are you going to do? Yeah. You can't grab anything. Like, that's what I would have done. I'd be like, well, this will heal. Like, I'm, you know, once he turns back to good or whatever, I'll get him a good doctor and we'll fix his wrists up. But he should have just snapped his wrists. That's what I think. But yeah, like basically, like, Angel didn't really do anything offensive. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to go find some more bad guys, and if you don't catch me... Like, he was throwing dynamite around the city and stuff, but it was all very... Yeah. And then they had, like, a chase through, like, a lab or whatever, and then Iron Man got to throw his magnets and stop doors from opening and stuff. But it was all very, like... So
chased through a shopping mall?
Yeah, basically.
With, like, lots of cop cars flipping smashing through kiosks.
I just think that in that case, if they were going to pick an X-Man for him to fight, it should have been any of the other ones, because, I don't know, it just seems like they picked the lousiest one. Like, Angel was always kind of the lamest of the originals.
Yeah, he was lame all the way up until he turned into Archangel.
And then he was still pretty lame.
Yeah.
But at least you, like, oh, well, at least he can do something now.
Well, he's a lot harder to draw now.
Yeah. And the other thing that was really great that I really liked was, let me read this too. They say, like, in this issue only we got, like, special appearance. Okay, yeah. Guest starring by special arrangement with X-Men magazine, The Angel. And then, there's a little, in the first page, the little, like, intro climax page that we were talking about. There's a little asterisk and says, The Angel and the X-Men appear in this story through the courtesy of the editors of X-Men magazine. The Avengers are depicted briefly in these pages by special arrangement with the copyright owners of the Avengers magazine. Like, isn't that you? Isn't that you, Stanley?
That
we
is,
asked special permission from X-Men to have them appear in this comic. Like,
that's
kind of
funny.
Really?
That's bonus aggrandizement right there.
Oh, man, it's so good. So yeah, Iron Man can beat anybody. Especially the Angel.
Yeah.
What you
That's
got?
Great shit. Oh, you wanna go another round?
Another round?
Yeah, another round of Iron Man.
Oh,
I can listen to this shit all day.
I know. Let me read you a story to help, and you get some chicken soup and I'll read you a story.
Yeah, really. No, I'm just all about sinus pain, my left eye falling out.
Oh, no.
My left ear totally full of fluid.
Maybe you should put some poop inside of it. Oh, I fucking punched the mic.
You know what I definitely shouldn't do?
What's that?
Is last night I shouldn't watch some TV on the couch with the window open right next to my head.
Oh.
Because, like, I was like, oh, it's hot in here. I'm like, oh, that cool breeze feels nice. Oh, that cool breeze feels so nice. I'm going to fall asleep. And then fucking wake up this morning, like, with a totally frozen head full of, like, you know, WD-40? No, that would relieve stickiness. Some kind of gunk. I mean, it was just from the end of my nose all the way down my throat, just, like, totally packed with goo.
Hmm.
Horrible.
No good. But, what did you watch on TV?
I watched, I guess, The Family Guy there.
An old one?
Last week's.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good. Okay. I like that one.
Kid Nation was pretty fun.
I haven't seen it yet. Looking forward to it.
This week's is very,
is
very
it,
good.
Is that okay? I've only seen the first two. You've seen the first three.
Yeah.
But okay, obviously we know the show's a piece of crap. It's like half the kids are showbiz kids that are like planted there to be overdramatic and weird and whatever. And so,
I have not once had that thought, as a matter of fact.
Really? Really though?
Not once.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that I kind of think that half of the, maybe not quite half, maybe a third. I think there's a good number of showbiz kids.
I guess, but a showbiz kid is still a kid.
That's true. But it seems like most of it's very coached and... showbiz kid.
Yeah, hey, showbiz kid.
I wish I hadn't have said that.
How you doing?
Yeah.
But,
what are you watching?
But
Gabba
is that...
Gabba
Gabba? Gabba?
Yeah, I'm watching you on Gabba Gabba.
Sweet. Is that show getting crazier, do you think?
Getting crazier?
Yeah. Do you think it's going to get more and more intense? Like, because the chicken killing episode was pretty, like, well, you know, I didn't really quite expect them to go there.
I guess, yeah. I'm not giving anything away by saying this, but this week's was the curfew episode.
Mm-hmm.
But next week is religion.
Oh, interesting.
Which is going to be hot. I can't wait for that.
But,
you know, like, of all the reality shows I watched, I have not felt this one was... I mean, obviously, there has to be some you know, adults around the camera manager, you need a challenge set up and this and that, you know, I mean, but I guess the stress that the kids are going through, you know,
That's all legit.
Yeah.
Because totally. They can't handle it the way that a crazy person on Survivor can.
Right.
If they can. But yeah, no, definitely. And that's, and I think that's what makes the show good is that you know what, maybe it's not Showbiz Kids at all. Maybe it's they just handpicked those kinds of overdramatic
I guess I think probably the kid you're thinking of the most is the little girl that's on the town council.
Yeah, I guess
she's a
pageant.
She's a pageant girl, so I mean she's just like that.
Yeah.
Oh god. Right. You just gotta watch it, Brian.
Okay, I definitely will. Yeah. Robert was, I don't know if he watched the last one. He and his wife, I think, were boycotting it because of the chickens.
No, he did watch it.
He did?
He asked
did
me
he turn away when he saw the chicken? Did he turn it off? Did he hit fast forward on TiVo?
Dude, he recorded it and just watched it over and over again after his wife fell asleep.
Yeah, he's like, this is what I'm missing all these years.
Kill that chicken. Kill that chicken.
Eat that chicken. Eat that chicken.
Oh, it's so good. And he's got his little envelope of, like, hot dog coupons and stuff, like, stuck under the couch. Oh, God, I can fucking save 50 cents on eight wieners.
Squeezy flashlight under the blanket.
Totally.
looking at the meat flyer from Safeway. Oh, ribs are on sale. Tony Roma's. Tony Roma.
Totally. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's Robot totally Tony's. Vegan, so it's got to be like, it's got pictures of cheese and eggs.
And Jell-O. Just like, oh man. Jell-O pudding pops.
Fuck.
Do they still make Jell-O pudding pops?
They were gone for a really long time.
Do they still make Hostess pudding cakes?
Yes, they
pudding
do.
Pudding pies, I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have those
in
Canada.
Not too long ago.
We have the Hostess fruit pies here, but I think only two kinds. I think all we have is cherry and apple. I don't think you can get the lemon, and isn't there like a grape one or something?
There's blueberry.
Blueberry, that's what I'm thinking of. I don't think you can get those two here, and we definitely don't have pudding pies here.
Yeah, we got the pudding pies were around for a while, but now it is a chocolate fruit pie, which is kind of weird. But it's just, you know.
Gross. Not interested.
No?
Nope.
I like them. I like the chocolate and I like the lemon.
What about caramel-filled Twinkies?
No, what? Really?
No, I'm just saying. What if?
Oh, what if? Yeah.
What about tongue-filled Twinkies?
Are Twinkies vegan?
I doubt it. Well, only if you qualify them as not being food. It's kind of like, well, is a pencil vegan? Like, if you chew on a pencil, is that okay? Like, well, it's not food, so eat the pencil if you want, I guess. I don't know.
Huh. I wonder. I wonder. If I was vegan, I'd go all the way. I'd be like, I don't want anything that any animal ever had anything to do with ever.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even eat grain that had been, like, you know... tilled, plowed with animal. Like, I hope this soil was plowed machine only.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I'd be like.
Really?
Huh? I wouldn't even wear any clothes that humans made, because I wouldn't want to exploit them.
But what if you wanted to make your own clothes? Would that be okay? You want to exploit yourself?
I would only wear...
somebody had to do work fitting. For this. I don't agree with doing work. People doing work is wrong.
Loose fitting sheets of polyethylene, just right off a roll.
I would just
wear a sarong of plastic.
I would just garb myself in ghosts.
Whoa,
ghost loincloth.
Yep. That's what I'd do.
It's pretty good, except for the ectoplasm.
Yeah, I know. Poor ghosts.
They don't like it when I goo them.
Oh, man. Ugh.
Yep.
Brian, what am I gonna do?
End the show?
Yeah.
Have some soup? You got some soup there? Here's what you do. Here's what you do.
I think I do, yeah.
You got some chicken soup you can make?
I got some broth.
Make some rice.
Okay.
Do up the rice.
Right.
Make chicken soup. In the rice water.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It depends if you don't mind the starchy water or not. Or you can drain it and make new chicken soup. Put the rice in there. Do you have some curry powder you can throw in there?
No.
Oh, shit. Get some curry powder. No.
I got some spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti?
Yeah.
Is it hot sauce?
You know what? I'm going to fuck all that. I'm going to have an English muffin drenched in sriracha sauce.
What is sriracha sauce?
You know, the red chili sauce, the bright, you know, like, it's the companion sauce to hoisin sauce, you know?
Oh, the, like, red chili sauce? The,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Chinese stuff or whatever?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yep, like I'm just going to have English muffins.
That stuff is good on an omelet.
That. Oh, yeah, I bet.
Basically,
I'm just going to eat. My motto is feed a cold and drink a fever.
Feed everything, dude.
And drink everything.
Sure. Have some whiskey.
Stub your toe, have some gin.
Have like 3 shots of rye and then drink some chicken soup.
Okay.
See? Finished. Put some garlic in that. Make a rye and ginger ale with sauteed garlic.
Pequin ale?
Yeah. Ryan Ginger is funny because Ryan Pequin is a ginger.
Is he?
Yeah. So to call him Ryan Ginger would be funny.
Wow. That gives me untold boners.
We should have him on the show for episode 200. What do you think?
Okay.
Try that.
It's too bad episode 200 isn't going to happen until we get back. What do you want to know?
We could record all the intermediate shows while we're there at the thing.
Yeah. Something.
They could be a minute long.
We'll do.
We could go and interview comic artists. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, we could go up and be like, hey, James Kachalka, what did you eat today?
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, what? Be
like, what?
Be like, oh, did you watch anything on TV today?
Right. No, that doesn't work because we're all going to be staying in the same town, right? Like,
yeah.
So like everyone's just going to be like, "Oh, I ate at Denny's."
Oh yeah, me too.
What is there for food around there? Is it a big town?
Crab
Am
cakes.
I going to be stuck at the con? Can I go do something else?
Do whatever you want. I don't fucking care. Who needs you?
No, but I mean, like, I'm happy to go and I'm happy to see everyone and hang out and all that stuff, you know. But it's like, you know, what if I'm at the con and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, comics again?
Yeah.
You know? Is there something else one could go do? Is there anything else in town? Like,
well,
guitar stores?
There must be.
Tattoo parlors?
Yep.
Can I get my cock pierced?
Yep.
All right.
You can go to the Musk Emporium and load up.
Yeah. No, I am very excited to meet all of the internet, though.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I'm going to ask for everyone's IP address. As their signature. You know what? Go ahead and just write your IP.
Your IP-dis.
Yeah. Whoa.
What?
Huh?
They're bipedis. I might decide to fall asleep.
Yeah. It's not like I decide to fall asleep.
Yeah, you don't try very hard.
Oh,
though.
My God. No, I do. this morning, though, like, Spencer went to school, and then me and Allison were hanging out on the couch watching TV.
You fell asleep, and then she went and got into a car and drove around town and had adventures, and then came back right as you were waking up, and you're like, oh, Allison's on my lap anymore. And then she was just, like, in front of the TV. Like, oh, okay, she didn't do anything. That's fine.
Maybe.
And that movie was called...
I don't know.
Baby's Day.
Around
a genius.
Yeah. I dozed off and then I woke up.
You took your nose off?
Yeah. I looked through the clock and it was 11:30.
Yeah.
Or 11:20.
Okay.
And I was like, oh shit, Spencer's home from school. I hope he's not outside and the door's locked and like he got off the bus and I couldn't, you know, whatever. And then I run outside and I'm like, where is he? He's not, He's not home for an hour still.
It was 11:20 p.m.
No, it was just, he didn't get home until 12:20. Oh, I freaked out for no fucking reason.
Wow. Yeah. No.
And you know who's hot, though?
What's that?
Magic of the Spell.
What?
Magic of the Spell.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Baroness mixed with Elvira.
And the duck.
Oh, I forgot the most important part. Hot cloaca action.
Say bye.
Bye.
You say penis?
Penis.
Bye, penis.
Bye, penis.
Bye, penis.
Bye, penis.